A month ago, none of us had ever heard of George Zimmerman or Trayvon Martin. None of us was there when Zimmerman killed Martin. We'll never know for sure exactly what happened. We'll never know what was truly in the shooter's mind as he pulled the trigger. But two things we do know. Florida's stand-your-ground law is terrible public policy. It's quite different from, say, the Heller case here in D.C., in which the Supreme Court said people have a right to own a gun to protect themselves against home intruders. Stand Your Ground says you can shoot if you feel threatened pretty much any time, any place. What also is true is that it's dangerous and stupid for neighborhood watch patrols to be armed. The operative word in neighborhood watch is watch. Two or three neighbors walking around keeping an eye on things and sending the message simply with their presence that potential troublemakers should find someplace else to hang out. It is not their job to apply vigil anti-justice. We cannot give Trayvon Martin his life back. But seeing that his is the last life lost because of this bad law and shoot-first attitude is a core value.